This is KGNU Boulder. It's time for a public affair. I'm John Aquila Fees. This week, the Elections Division of Boulder County will recommend that the county commissioners purchase a new voting system for the upcoming primary and general elections. It's called the Hart Intercivic Optical Scan System. This system is based on verifiable paper ballots, but apparently it can be tampered with. There will be a public hearing about this system on January 29th, and we'll tell you more about that later in the show. Today on A Public Affair, we have two people representing citizens' organizations on a city, county, and state level who can help us understand this system and what these issues are. They are Al Kollwitz from Citizens for Accurate Mail Ballot Elections Results, or CAMBR, and Ken Carey from Boulder County Citizens for Verifiable Voting. Welcome, Al and Ken. Al, can we start out with you? CAMBR recently sent a request to Linda Salas, Boulder County Clerk and Recorder, using the Colorado Opens Record Act to get information on this new system. Why did you have to do this?
Well, the clerk was on record as making a recommendation to purchase the Hart Intercivic system, and citizens were very interested to analyze the system and the requirements and the degree to which the proposal met the requirements. So we wanted to get access to the information. We made a request immediately, I believe it was on January 9th, for the materials, and none were forthcoming. After a few days, we finally resorted to an open records request. The records we haven't gotten a formal response yet, but some of the records apparently were posted to the Internet.
And what is this proposal, Al?
The proposal, it's really funny. We really don't know. The material that was posted to the Internet is a mixture of old things and new things and things that pertain and things that don't pertain. Earlier this year, the county commissioners heard a plea from the citizens to retain voter verifiable paper ballots, and the Elections Division committed to do so. The proposals that are on the Internet include direct recording equipment, which are digital ballots, which is exactly what the commissioners and the citizens said they don't want. We know that the clerk indicated that there are materials on the website that are not relevant, but we can't tell what's relevant and what's not relevant. It's not annotated in any way.
Mm-hmm. Kel Carey, why does Boulder County Citizens for Verifiable Voting, or CVV, want the county to lease this voting? Well, maybe even before we get into the issue of leasing, can you help describe what this system is? How does it work? What's it like?
We're not really sure precisely what is being proposed. We know that they are suggesting that we use, or recommending that we buy, an OpScan system, which are used around the country. I think about 25% of votes cast in 1996 were cast on OpScan systems, and probably considerably more than that by now. As Al said, we need more information before we can support or oppose it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that in a meeting this week we get considerably more information, though we wish that the county had posted the rationale behind their thinking and all relevant ideas behind their thinking on the Internet earlier.
Mm-hmm. And that's obviously so that you all, we citizens, know what's going on and know how to respond to it.
Absolutely, because mm-hmm. this is a very important issue. Citizens are typically involved and should be involved in important decisions affecting their lives. We're involved in transportation questions, educational issues, zoning questions, and so on. And last fall and last early part of the winter, the clerk was very good at listening to us and being open and meeting with us and so on. And in the last few weeks, there has been very little real communication. So the announcement took us a bit by surprise, though mm-hmm. we were expecting some kind of announcement.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm curious, if these computerized optical scan systems can be tampered with, then what are you asking for safeguards against this, or how serious is this problem?
It's the overall situation is still unknown, because we can't actually say what the quality of the OPSCan system being proposed is, because there's essentially one paragraph in hundreds of pages that describes anything about the OPSCan, and it says very, very little. There are ways that optical scan systems can be built that can be trustworthy. That is, they can be secure and verifiable. And then, of course, there are OPSCan systems that can be built that are not trustworthy. For example, the one that Boulder County used in the 2003 election was not a trustworthy OPSCan ballot counting system.
Why wasn't it?
It wasn't verifiable.
Okay.
It wasn't secure. It made mistakes.
And how do you know that?
The records that are available show the level of mistakes. The fact that it is not verifiable is because of the way the system is designed. When the system scans a ballot or a batch of ballots, let's say it scans 300 ballots, it tells you who got which votes, but you can't check it. There's no way to check it. It just tells you a total. And there's no log, there's no audit trail, there's no visible way to check it. And it's all secret. They won't allow you to see the files. They won't allow you to check anything in detail. So that's the kind of a system that Boulder County does not need. If the HART system is like that, then Boulder County does not need it. We are not criticizing the HART system because we don't know enough. We are simply saying it is premature to spend the money to buy a HART system. Rather, we should be figuring out how to rent or lease a system for the 2004 elections and get all of the uncertainty behind us before we commit our dollars to a purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to add there's several reasons why we think leasing is a much more prudent way to go right now. For one thing, the voting system industry is in something like turmoil. Software, hardware, a whole range of procedural and policy issues are changing very rapidly, not to mention legal aspects, and we think the clerk should probably take more time to think about this decision. Secondly, the Election Assistance Commission was only just now created in the last month or so where people appointed, and it will probably be about a year or so before they come out with their technical guidelines. So again, that's another reason why Boulder County, it would be prudent for Boulder County to wait before purchasing a system and instead lease a system. Another reason is that any significantly costly purchase today will probably, or almost irreversibly, lock us into that single company's technology and what is compatible with that single company's proprietary system. So no matter what might come down the pipeline in the next year or so, we might not have an option to integrate that into our system. There are other reasons. I mean, the levels of review and security clearance are not yet satisfactory. For example, the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, and the National Association of State Election Directors certification process has been abundantly and overwhelmingly shown to be completely inadequate in its certification standards. The Diebold system has been exposed as being rife with numerous security flaws, and that had been fully certified. The same thing with the Sequoia system. And in fact, the state of Ohio, just in the last few weeks, released its independent study of four separate vendor systems, one of which was HART InterCivic, and it discovered five major security flaws and several medium-level security flaws and several minor-level security flaws. So what we think is the prudent thing is to spend as few tax dollars now as possible and let some of this stuff sort itself out over the next year. In the meantime, we can lease a system. And over the next year, we figure out what would be the best long-term solution for Boulder County. It's a very complicated issue. It's not a simple 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. There's another reason is we don't think the selection process was adequate. For example, no new major voting system RFP was released, and therefore the recommendation is based on what we think is probably too narrow a field of contenders. They did look at the systems of several major optical scan vendors, but we think that they limited themselves only to those manufacturers who also produce DREs. Mm-hmm. So there are many good reasons why we should wait. And in fact, we have a $5 million budget set aside for this, and the interest from that alone would probably cover anything we'd lease for 2004. And again, that buys us time to come up with a system or devise a system, create a system that would be completely trustworthy, mm-hmm. completely secure, completely verifiable, completely accurate, completely transparent.
I'm curious, how much does a system like this cost? Do you have any idea?
Again, we can't tell exactly what's being mm-hmm. proposed. Typically, DRE machines that are used to support private voting for a disabled voter, a blind voter, for example, one machine would cost perhaps $5,000. And in Boulder County, we would need at least 200 or more to be able to provide one per precinct. So we're talking sizable numbers. Mm-hmm. The scanning equipment, some of the scanners that are used for voting, tallying, are provided by manufacturers who use proprietary scanners. That is, they make their own scanners, or they specially modify scanners for the purpose of counting ballots. And these are very, very expensive, from not only from a purchase point of view, but also from an ownership point of view, because you're really locked into the vendor. You can't get parts, you can't fix it, you can't anything. You're totally locked into the vendor. Other scanning tally companies use what are called commodity off-the-shelf scanners. This is much better, because if the scanner breaks down, you can buy any scanner. You can go rent one for the day, and you can steal one out of the recording office and move it over to the elections office. So you get a lot of extra use out of it. So it depends what the proposal is actually going to address. It is not clear from the documentation what is being proposed.
Mm-hmm. Would you help me just to understand how would it be different? How would it be different for the voter going in to vote? You know, we usually do the little lever punch thing. And how would this be different?
Well, the decision to use a paper ballot means for the 2004 election that voters will mark an oval or a square in the same way that they would if they were to vote an absentee ballot. So they would use a pen or pencil or whatever to mark their ballot and submit their ballot to be counted. In the future, the technology is moving very, very rapidly right now. It is expected that there are already existing, and we expect there to be many more, what are called vote marking machines. And with that kind of technology, the voter would take their ballot and insert the ballot into a machine that would display it on a screen. The voter would make their selections, perhaps using a touch screen or some other way. And when they're happy, they would tell the machine to print the votes on their ballot. And the voter would be given that paper ballot with the votes marked on it and be able to verify it. And if they weren't happy, they could replace it. And if they were happy, they could cast it into the ballot box. So that's the scenario.
You would prefer this?
Yes, we prefer hand marking for 2004 and machine marking for the future. And these machines are very a minimum amount of function, so they ought to be relatively inexpensive, certainly not $5,000 per unit.
Okay. I'm curious, can you tell us about the difference between your two organizations? We have CAMBR and we have CVV. Would you talk a little bit about the difference in what you're doing?
Well, CVV, Citizens for Verifiable Voting, is pretty much an ad hoc group of citizens coming from both major parties, minor parties, and independents. We have prominent Republicans, Democrats, Greens, Libertarians, came together because a number of us were alarmed at the clerk's seeming determination to bring DREs, or direct record electronic voting systems, into Boulder County. In fact, it seemed like a really uphill battle, that we would probably not be able to stop that. At any rate, we did run a number of meetings. We ran a letter writing campaign. We had a presentation before the county commissioners last December 4th. We met quite a few times with Linda Salas, the county clerk, and Tom Hallecky, the elections manager. And as time went on, our group seemed to be making some headway, and they, in fact, the county clerk did, in fact, accept a couple of our recommendations, primarily to not get DREs at this time, and to base any system in 2004 on a voter verifiable paper ballot. So they were listening to us, and we're very appreciative of that. And we think that that's a good example of how democracy should work. Citizens should become involved in issues they consider important. Mm-hmm. And this is a very important question. But we're locally oriented and locally concerned. We're not a statewide organization.
Gotcha. I just want to say that we did invite Tom Hallecky here on this show, and he refused because he felt he wanted to wait till the commission decided what they were going to buy. And even though I explained to him that we just wanted to have the public be informed about the purchase. So I just wanted to say that. Okay, Al, can you tell us about Camber?
Yes, Camber has... similar to the citizen-based group. It's nonpartisan and has been in existence for several years now. A lot of our members are in the Boulder County area, but our focus is statewide. As you know, voters can vote in four ways today. They can vote in their precinct. They can vote in an early voting location. They can also vote absentee, and they can vote using a provisional ballot. Camber has really focused on the absentee voting form of voting because of its exceedingly high risk of breaking down the security and verifiability. There have been efforts by the clerks and the Secretary of State in Colorado to force voters to use these absentee ballots as the only way of voting. And last year there was an attempt to do so using an amendment to the Colorado laws that would have forced all elections to be mail ballot only. We led the effort to defeat that. We are trying to educate the public what the issues are with voting by mail. We understand and support the idea that people do need to vote when they're away from home, when they're overseas, and so on and so forth. I mean, we think that's vital, but we also think that it's important that the system used to do this absentee voting be a trustworthy system. It has to be secure, and it has to be verifiable.
Mm-hmm. And so you're actually recommending something different than what's being used so far.
Well, we haven't a specific recommendation. Right now, we're having a tremendous problem getting information from the election officials. They block us with a variety of things. They won't let us see materials that are supposed to be public. They won't let us be places where we can actually observe what's going on. They, when we finally find a piece of paper or something that we want to get our hands on, they charge money to get access to it. So let's say we wanted 10 files from the computer, and they would charge us, you know, anywhere between $50 and $250 a piece for these files. I mean, we're volunteers, and this is public information. And we view that as being blocked from doing free research to improve the trustworthiness of our election system.
Ken, you had some comment earlier, we were chatting earlier, about Jimmy Carter. Would you like to share that with us?
Oh, yeah.
Ties in with what Al's saying.
It's very, very important that we run with our concerns about how elections are run. Before 2000, people didn't pay too much attention to the actual vote casting and counting methodology. You went to your polls, you cast your ballot, and you went home. Every now and then, there might be some newspaper headline about some rural county in the Deep South where 75 dead people had voted in the previous election. But for the most part, it was not front page news. That all changed in 2000. And we all know about the myriad problems in Florida, but what was really important that we understand now that we didn't know earlier is that many of the problems in Florida are endemic nationwide. There are all kinds of voting discrepancies all over the country. Florida is not an exception. And therefore, people are very concerned about voting. And I remember right after that election, Jimmy Carter was asked about it because his Carter Center out of Atlanta certifies elections around the world. I don't remember the exact countries, but in Latin America and Africa and probably Asia as well. But he said that his organization would not even consider participating in certifying an American election because there are so many fundamental violations at work. So that's very embarrassing as an American to hear that. And it's important that we recognize that we have a very big strike against us, against democracy from 2000. Nobody is satisfied with the results of that election, the presidential election. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, whoever would have finally won that election, it was tainted. Because there were so many problems. It wasn't just hanging chads. There were registration problems, ballot design problems, a whole host of problems. And we have to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yes. Well, Kel, there is going to be a public hearing finally coming up on January 29th. Can you talk about that and where it is and when it is?
As far as we know, this public meeting will take place. It's a county commissioners meeting, and at that meeting, Hart InterCivic will make a presentation of their equipment, and the county clerk will make formally make her recommendation for that system. Other than that, we're not sure. I'm not quite sure whether or not that is a public hearing, but I'm not sure how much space is being allowed or how much time is being allowed for public citizens to participate. Before that meeting, on Wednesday, January 21st, the Citizens for Verifiable Voting will be having a meeting, and at that meeting we will decide what our response will be to that proposal. That meeting, Wednesday, January 21st, is at 7 p.m. at the UMC, University Memorial Center, room 247 on the CU Boulder campus. That's the huge building right at the corner of Broadway and Euclid. Again, that's room 247. 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January 21st.
Great. Thank you, Kel. And Al, is there Camber coming up with a meeting?
No, but our members are planning to attend some of our members, I should say, are planning to attend the meeting on the 21st and the meeting on the 29th, both of which are really critical. The citizens really need to get out there because the commissioners are... You know, they're under the gun. They're being pushed to get a solution in place for the upcoming elections in 2004. And we need them to understand that the citizens value trustworthy elections more than almost anything else.
Okay, well, and you have a website, too. Canberra has a website.
We do, but the name is www.users.com. I don't remember.
Okay, I'll get it from you, and if anybody's
and we'll
interested,
put it up on the internet.
Call in, then call into the station.
You can actually, there are a number of links on the Colorado Citizens for Verifiable Voting website, okay. Which is www.coloradovoter.net. Great. So you can find many of the Colorado groups working on election matters by going to www.coloradovoter.net.
Well, thank you very much, Al Kolwitz from Citizens for Accurate Mail Ballot Election Results, or Camber, and Kel Carey from Citizens for Verifiable Voting. Again, there's a county commissioner's hearing, public hearing, not knowing quite what's going to happen on January 29th at the commissioner's third floor hearing room at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
in the afternoon, and just before that, the night before that, on Wednesday, January... the week before that, this coming Wednesday, January 21st, at the UMC, room 247. This has been A Public Affairs. I'm John Akilah Feese.